Jennifer is calling from Pittsburgh. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Dr. A. Thanks for taking my call. I recently had a 24-hour urine test because I've been on bioidentical hormone cream, and this time it was lower. My testosterone was lower, and he had upped it last time, and he was surprised that it was as low as it is. It says that it's 1.0, and
that's low.
The range is 3 to 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And he didn't want... I'm at 12 now. The testosterone for my prescription cream is 12. I don't know exactly what that means, but he thought that was high, and he didn't know if he even raised it, if it would absorb. Everything else seems to be...
Where were your estrogens, ma'am?
Okay, there's so much on this paper.
Well, just take the top three, estrone, estradiol, and estriol. Were they within the normal range or above or below?
Within normal, the E1 was 6.5, E2, 3.2, E3, 16.
Okay. Well, what may be happening, ma'am, and you can't prove it from just this one test, but what may be happening is your body may be taking that testosterone and turning it into too darn much estrogen. That happens in one-third the population, and I'm not kidding you, ma'am. It happens in one-third of all ladies, and those are the ladies whose families have in them type 2 diabetes. Do you have type 2 diabetes in your family?
Yes.
There you go. So what that tells you is that very, very high probability that you're on the path to type 2 diabetes, that you're not there yet. But you're on the path. And when we're on that path, what's happening is called insulin resistance. You probably heard that. And when the insulin resistance is there, the person's body has to make a lot more insulin to get the sugar into the cells. And one obnoxious effect of too much insulin is it takes the testosterone and turns it into estrogen. So to get this fixed, ma'am, more testosterone, your doctor is right, would not be particularly helpful. Most of it would just turn into estrogen again, and that's not going to hurt you to turn into estrogen, but it is going to hurt you not to have testosterone around for a long time, because muscle, for example, is totally dependent on testosterone to stay strong and healthy, and the longer a woman goes with low testosterone, the more likely she is to be a little old lady with a cane if she gets to be 90. So anyway, what you need to check, ma'am, is you need to check if you happen to be pre-diabetic. There's a very good test for that. You can check online and read about it at Meridian Valley Laboratory, Meridian Valley Laboratory, and just put in there Kraft and spell it with a K, K-R-A-F-T, pre-diabetes test. That was put together by Dr. Joseph Kraft. He's a very, very smart clinical pathologist in Chicago. He did some 15,000 of those tests, and they can be done in your doctor's office. You don't even have to go to a lab, because you poke your finger. You got to put a blood spot on a piece of cardboard. Wait a half an hour, poke your finger again, put another blood spot on a different piece of, it's actually filter paper and cardboard. So it all can be done without even drawing blood with blood spots. The only reason to be at the doctor's office is you got to swallow this sugar stuff. And every once in a long time, I'd say, gee, every 100 people, somebody passes out from low blood sugar because they swallowed so much sugar. And we want a doctor to be around if that's going to happen. Now, what this may have done for you, ma'am, and I will shut up shortly, I promise, is it may have found type 2 diabetes, and in fact, the likelihood is high, years before you ever get it. And if that's the case, your doctor, if he knows natural medicine, he can tell you, here's the path you can follow so you'll never get type 2 diabetes ever. So this may have been a nice warning for you.
Okay. I am going to get some blood work, and one of the things that I'm getting is the A1C. I know
that's not near as accurate, ma'am. It really isn't. The Kraft pre-diabetes test measures your levels of insulin as well as blood sugar. And what Dr. Kraft found is that the insulin abnormalities happen years before the blood sugar goes high. I've been able to find
Okay.
people in their teens with insulin abnormalities, and their hemoglobin A was perfectly normal, but you could tell from those insulin abnormalities that they're going to get type 2 diabetes someday. That's why you want to read about it at Meridian Valley Lab, ma'am.
Okay, now do I need a prescription? I mean, can I just pay for that Kraft prediabetes test on my end through that lab?
Sure you can. Remember, it's best to do it where there's somebody around in case you pass out from all the sugar you got to swallow. That's rare, but it happens.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Okay, I'll check into that then. In the meantime, what do you think I should do about my low testosterone?
Not much you can do, because your body's going to take it and turn it into more estrogen no matter what you do. And please do not go near that patent medicine called anastrozole. That cuts off the transformation of testosterone to estrogen almost entirely. And guess what? You're a woman. You need your estrogens.
Yeah. So, no matter if you even would, do a pellet or a shot, of testosterone,
no.
It'll do the same thing.
It'll all turn into estrogen just like it's doing right now. Yes.
Oh, no. So if I take care of my blood sugar, if that's the problem, will the testosterone correct itself?
Yes, ma'am. It is not the testosterone that's correcting itself. It's the insulin signal. And the insulin signal will come down to a normal insulin signal. And that is what takes care of the testosterone not going to estrogen.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And by the way, there's a book available online by Dr. Joseph Kraft, K-R-A-F-T. It's called The Diabetes Epidemic in You. You might want to read through there, ma'am. It's not a long book. It's a fairly short one, The Diabetes Epidemic in You. And I think he mentions his test in there, too. But if not, it's all posted at the Meridian Valley Lab.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. And may I ask you how old you are this year? Oh, I won't. Let's go.
I'm 48.
Oh, my. I'm so glad you caught this now. You can really, really stay away from type 2 diabetes. Hooray. Okay,
okay.
Ma'am.
Yay. Okay. Thank you so
okay.
much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.